It is time now for the Saskatchewan Country Close-Up. My name is Matt Ryan, joined on the phone right now by Donnie Pronto. Donnie, thank you so much for your time today. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Matt. Yourself?
Yeah, doing well. I want to ask you, talk about your brand new song that you just released. I've been listening to this one. It is a great song. Can you tell us a little bit about this one? Because I think it's an important message kind of to remind everyone to be thankful, I guess, for what we have. But can you tell us a little bit about your new one and kind of how that one came to be written?
Exactly. There was a buddy, my cousin actually in Creighton, Saskatchewan. His name's Darren Anderson. We were talking on the phone one day, and I pulled up to my driveway, and he said, "Hey, what are you doing today?" And I said, "I got some time." I said, "What you need? Write me a song." I said, "About what?" He said, "Just about a guy, basically, that what he has, he doesn't have a lot of stuff, but you know what? At the end of the day, that's all I need." Mm-hmm. And I started thinking about him. Whoa. I said, "Okay, I'll call you back in a couple hours." I went inside and I wrote the tune and called him back and I said, "How's this?" And we tweaked it a little bit together. So, yeah, my cousin and I wrote the song. He's a co-writer on the tune now. And, just the idea of it. So I started to build the song. And as I was building the song, Matt, what I did was I was trying to be selective. Who am I going to get from my players that are going to play on this?
Yeah.
So I contacted Murray Pulver, based out of Winnipeg, and I got him to play the first guitar part. And then we had Jason Brinkworth out of Regina play the drums. And I had there was a bass player out of Winnipeg. And my keyboard player, Grant Sotnikow, played keys on it. And I played acoustic and just sang a scratch vocal. And as soon as Murray Pulver sent me back his parts, all I thought of was Brad Paisley, right off the bat. Yeah. And I said, "Man, we need steel on this." So I said, who better than to get on steel than Brad Paisley's steel guitar player, who's also from Saskatchewan, Randall Curry.
Wow.
So I called up Randall and I said, "Dude," I said, "have you got some time or are you available or doing it?" He says, "Brad actually took some time off this year because they've been so busy." So Randall's just at home doing some studio stuff. And I said, "Have you got time to do this one?" He said, "Yeah, man." He said, "Send it to me." So I sent it, and Randall sent that part back. Now, Matt, this is how good this kid is. He sent me back two tracks, and the first one, he said, "I did that in one take." That's the track that's on the song right now.
Wow.
He did that in one take.
Oh, that's incredible.
And it just blew my mind. So for the first time, Randall and I have actually Randall recorded on one of my songs. But Randall and I and Rod Jansen, another guy from Prince Albert, we've recorded on a couple of another artist from Saskatchewan while we were still down in Nashville. And I remember the three of us recorded on that, and it was the first time all three of us played together on a recording. But this is really special to me to have Randall on this cut.
Wow, that's cool. I love that story. That's fantastic. And it is an awesome song with a very important message. Again, joined right now by Donnie Pronto. Donnie, this year, what's kind of this year looking like for you? I know most summers you're busy playing a lot of festivals, community shows. Are you continuing to be busy and hoping to be busy here this year playing a lot of live shows?
Absolutely. Like live shows are coming back, you know, and Matt, and another really cool thing that we have coming up, there's some dear friends of mine from Calgary. They're Donna and Leroy Anderson, originally from the Tommy Hunter Show.
Okay.
And I got reacquainted with them last year, and I said, "I got to bring you guys back out here for a tour." So we're actually doing a tour, Matt. We're on the 6th of July, we're going to be in Shelburgh, Saskatchewan at the theater. On the 7th of July, we're at Christopher Lake at the Legion. And on the 8th of July, which is a Saturday, we're at Candle Lake Hall. So I got them coming up. We're doing like this three-day tour. And it's going to be a blast. And if anybody's interested in getting tickets, just reach out to me if you don't mind me saying.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just reach out to me. You can look it up on Facebook or send me a message and just let's say I'm interested in tickets to the show. I'd love to come and see this because there's Don and Leroy Anderson, myself, and then Freddie and Sheila Pelchey are joining us too.
Oh, that's very cool. So you put on a fantastic show, but for those that maybe haven't seen you perform, what's kind of the playlist, and how difficult is it, putting a playlist together? So you got a lot of songs that you can perform and sing, and is it different every night, or how is that process like for you, putting a playlist together?
I'm glad you brought that up, Matt, because here's the thing. When you're out there live and touring, like I've been playing live shows probably as much as Brad Johnner has and the amount of years we both put in. So when we've learned through the years to look at a crowd and to judge the crowd, and sometimes what you know, musicians and bands, they call it a set list Mm-hmm. You put together a certain amount of songs. Say you're playing a one-hour set for 60 minutes. I've got 14 songs I'm going to do. Well, sometimes you take a look at those songs and you look at the crowd, you're going, this ain't going to work.
Yeah.
Well, you better be on your toes and be ready to just pull something out of the hat and throw
right.
something else in. Because you can't just be a robot and just play those 14 songs. You might lose your crowd.
Yeah.
And this exact same thing happened to us just recently, Matt. We were in at the PBR in Elkridge.
Oh, nice.
And when we got up there to play, I looked at the crowd and I went, I can't do the set list at all. I just have to wing what these people want.
Wow.
So I looked in the band. Of course, they know me well enough. I was in the third song in, and I just went started changing gears, and everyone just looked at the other guys, and they said, lose the set list.
So you basically just kind of made up a new list as you were going along then.
I make it up as I go, Matt. And what happens is when you get the crowd on the dance floor and you know what they're feeling and you know what they like, keep pulling material out like that just to keep
yeah.
them going. Once you got them on the floor, don't lose them. Because
right.
it's harder to get them back out.
Wow.
Once you have them there, don't stop. Just go, 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 go. And
yeah.
then that's how I do my show. And that's how I build my show. And absolutely love it. But there's also a different side of me. As I said, back to the Freddie Belshe and Sheila and
mm-hmm.
Donna and Leroy show, we're doing that all acoustically. So there's an acoustic side to me as well, where you can actually come and hear songs the way they sounded when I wrote them,
mm-hmm.
just with me and my guitar. You know, and that's the kind of show there. There's also a show I'm doing at Craven where we're doing a songwriter seminar, and I got booked in Craven this year on the Saturday. I'm going to be performing on Saturday. Jess Moskaluke is on the show with us.
That's a great Saskatchewan lineup there at Craven this year.
Yeah.
Great
and,
lineup.
We got Dwayne Steele's going to be there,
yeah.
and I think Jay Semko's going to be on with me that same day, and I'm really looking forward to everyone that's on there. And that's going to be fun because that's just a side where you can tell the stories behind the songs, right? And
yeah.
you tell those stories and you sing your songs and just go from there.
That's really cool. And you mentioned if people kind of want to be a part of any of those upcoming acoustic shows, what are kind of the social media platforms that you post to that also maybe people can reach out to contact if they do want to go to those acoustic shows that are
coming up? Absolutely. Anybody can find me on Facebook. If you want to just send out a message to me through my website, just go to DonnieParentoMusic.com. You can catch me there. If you have to, look up in the Prince Albert phone book. I mean, my number's in the phone book. You can call me
yeah.
and just leave me a message and let me know. Let me know you're interested in the show, and I'll call you right back.
That's awesome. Those are going to be some awesome shows, again, coming up. And, again, a great lineup, so especially just specifically with the Saskatchewan talent that's going to be at Craven with some of those showcases. That's going to be awesome. Donnie, it's always great chatting with you. I really appreciate your time. We are loving the sound of the new tune, and I'm sure we'll catch up again very soon. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks so much, Matt. Take care.